Welcome back to the NutriMantra podcast, your go-to source for simplified information on nutrition and wellness. I'm your host Shruti, and today we are delving into an essential topic that affects the lives of countless individuals. We are talking about polycystic ovary syndrome or PCOS. Whether you have been diagnosed, suspect you might have it, or simply want to understand this condition better, you are in the right place. PCOS is a complex hormonal disorder that impacts people of all ages and backgrounds. Its far-reaching effects extend beyond just reproductive health, influencing various aspects of physical, emotional, and mental well-being. In this episode, we are embarking on a journey through PCOS 101. Throughout this episode, we will be addressing some fundamental questions. So let us start with our first question. What is PCOS? As earlier told, PCOS is a hormonal disorder that affects approximately 8 to 13% of women in the reproductive age group. As per WHO, up to 70% of affected women remain undiagnosed worldwide. Women with PCOS may have infrequent, absent, or prolonged menstrual cycle or high levels of male hormones. The ovaries may develop numerous small fluid-filled follicles and might fail to release eggs. Currently, it is one of the leading causes of infertility in women. What are the symptoms of PCOS? Menstrual cycle related symptoms include the absence of menstruation, heavy or irregular menstruation, short and light menstruation, or spotting. Other associated symptoms can be weight gain, acne or oily skin, infertility, dark patches of skin in folds, depression, loss of scalp hair, excess facial hair, especially on the chin, sideburns, and chest. Is PCOS life-threatening? PCOS in itself is not life-threatening, but it does affect the quality of life if left unmanaged. It is frequently associated with insulin resistance, which may increase the risk of diabetes, stroke, and cardiovascular disease. PCOS also increases a person's susceptibility to uterine and endometrial cancers. What causes PCOS? The exact cause of PCOS is unknown. There are different hypotheses and assumptions. One of them says that high levels of male hormones prevent the ovaries from producing female hormones and making eggs. Secondly, genes, as we've seen PCOS running in families. Insulin resistance. Up to 70% of women with PCOS have insulin resistance and inflammation. How is PCOS diagnosed? Since the year 2003, doctors use Rotterdam criteria as a guiding principle to diagnose PCOS. As per this, if a woman has at least two of the three main symptoms, namely high levels of male hormones, irregular periods, and cyst in the ovaries, she can be said to be suffering from PCOS. A pelvic exam, blood tests, and ultrasound can confirm the diagnosis. Is there a treatment for PCOS? There can be an improvement in the severity of symptoms of PCOS, but currently, as we speak, there is no complete treatment of this disorder. Weight loss helps in restoring the menstrual cycle to normal, so the aim should be to achieve and maintain a healthy weight through a combination of balanced diet and exercise. A diet comprising of low glycemic index foods, fiber, vegetable protein, fluids, fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants can help in maintaining a normal weight. Also, there is a need to minimize the consumption of processed foods, sugary snacks, and sugary beverages to improve insulin sensitivity. Engaging in regular physical activity can help maintain a healthy weight, improve insulin sensitivity, and manage hormonal balance. Practicing stress reduction techniques like yoga, meditation, deep breathing, and prioritizing sufficient and quality sleep to support hormonal regulation and overall well-being. I hope we have covered all the general aspects of PCOS in this PCOS 101. Still, if you couldn't find an answer to your query, you may mail your query to us at our email address nutrimantra101@gmail.com. It's NutriMantra101, nutrimantra101@gmail.com. Take care. Bye-bye.